Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Justice Department probing Trump's seizures of Democrats' data. Teen who recorded Floyd's arrest wins Pulitzer Prize. And 350,000 people in Ethiopia's Tigray region in famine. It's Saturday, June 12. I'm Anthony Davis. The US Justice Department's internal watchdog launched an investigation on Friday after revelations that former President Donald Trump's administration secretly seized phone data from at least two House Democrats as part of an aggressive leaks probe. Democrats called the seizures harrowing and an abuse of power. The announcement by Inspector General Michael Horowitz came shortly after Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco made the request for an internal investigation. Horowitz said he would examine whether the data subpoenaed by the Justice Department and turned over by Apple followed department policy and whether any such uses or the investigations were based upon improper considerations. Horowitz said he would also investigate similar Trump-era seizures of journalists' phone records. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and another Democratic member of the panel, Representative Eric Swalwell, said Apple notified them last month that their metadata had been subpoenaed and turned over to the Justice Department in 2018, as their committee was investigating the former president's ties to Russia. While the Justice Department routinely investigates leaked information, including classified intelligence, subpoenaing the private information of members of Congress is extraordinarily rare. The disclosures, first reported by the New York Times, raise questions about what the Justice Department's justification was for spying on another branch of government and whether it was done for political reasons. In a statement, White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates said the Trump administration's conduct is shocking and clearly fits within an appalling trend that represents the opposite of how authority should be used. The teenager who pulled out her cell phone and began recording when she saw George Floyd being pinned to the ground by a Minneapolis police officer was given a special citation by the Pulitzer Prizes on Friday for her video that helped to launch a global movement to protest racial injustice. Frazier was 17 when she recorded the arrest and death of Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, on May 25, 2020. She testified at the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin that she was walking to a corner grocery store to get snacks with her then 9-year-old cousin when she saw a man being pinned to the pavement, terrified, scared, begging for his life. She said she didn't want her cousin to see what was happening, so she ushered the girl into the store and then went back out to the sidewalk and began recording because it wasn't right. She kept recording even though she said she felt threatened when Chauvin ignored the cries of bystanders and pulled out his mace as he knelt on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes, 29 seconds. Her video, which shows Floyd repeatedly saying he couldn't breathe before going limp, was posted to Facebook hours after it was recorded, sparking outrage in Minneapolis and beyond. The Pulitzer Board also announced on Friday that the Star Tribune of Minneapolis won the Breaking News Reporting Prize for its coverage of Floyd's murder and its aftermath. More than 350,000 people in Ethiopia's Tigray are suffering famine conditions, with millions more at risk, according to an analysis by United Nations agencies and aid groups that blamed conflict for the worst catastrophic food crisis in a decade. There is famine now in Tigray, UN AIDS chief Mark Lowcock said on Thursday after the release of the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Analysis, which the IPC noted has not been endorsed by the Ethiopian government. The number of people in famine conditions is higher than anywhere in the world at any moment since a 250,000 Somalis lost their lives in 2011, Lowcock said. Most of the 5.5 million people in Tigray need food aid. Fighting broke out in the region in November between government troops and the region's former ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Troops from neighboring Eritrea also entered the conflict to support the Ethiopian government. The violence has killed thousands of civilians and forced more than 2 million from their homes in the mountainous region. The most extreme warning by the IPC, a scale used by UN agencies, regional bodies, and aid groups to determine food insecurity, is Phase 5, which starts with a catastrophic warning and rises to a declaration of famine in a region. The Ethiopian government disputed the IPC analysis, saying food shortages are not severe and aid is being delivered. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news. Daily.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.